Guys, you know soccer is more than just a game for me. It's my 24/7 everything. It's what I talk about, work on, stream, and post about. Because the match is on the field, but the experience is everywhere. It's the group chat before kickoff, the reactions after a goal, and talking football with people who love the game as much as I do. That's why staying connected matters. As a T-Mobile member, I get America's best network and so much more. Plus, no roaming data charges and unlimited texting in 21 Latin American countries. I also get awesome benefits like incredible perks every week with T-Mobile Tuesday. Major score. If you want more connections and perks, switch to T-Mobile today at T-Mobile.com. Not for extended international use. Coverage not available in some areas. See plan for details. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H2025.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you. I am in the studio by myself. You can see me on Twitch, ESPN Twitch. I don't know what to do with the... I have no idea. ESPN.twitch or something. Whatever. You can find it. It's easy. .tv, whatever. And then obviously Lance, can't see him because he's in Boston. He's a Bostonian now. Okay? He parks his car. So he is there. And are you flying? When are you flying
back? I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
When are you flying back?
I'm here. Today? We're flying. We're going to fly back sometime today. We got to go get a roast beef sandwich.
You're in Sully?
Go over to... We're going stopping by Harvard, picking something up, and then, I don't know, I've got a couple of drinks we're going to have with a couple of wicked, awesome kids we met yesterday from the park.
So how fast did she run?
She ran fast. She finished the race. That's all that mattered.
How fast did she run? Did she win
you
it?
No, she did not win the Boston Marathon. It was Kenyon.
Really?
And then somebody else. I don't know who was fourth. I just know Kenyans were 1, 2, 3.
Man, no Kenyans were fast.
It was gold, silver, and bronze. And apparently this is a hard course. There's a lot of hills. It's you don't set your personal records here at Boston. That doesn't happen. Chicago, maybe, because it's flat. Here, that's not going to happen. But honestly, thought it might have been a coin flipper that the wife would finish because of her knee issue. But, man, she came out of it great. She did great. She didn't worry about her time like she usually does where she's running because she's just like, you know, the whole goal was to finish. And she looked great at mile 22 and a half. She stopped by and we saw her and, you know, it was she did really, really well. We ran into a couple of Scottish guys. You know how I knew? Kilt. And they were after the race. They were my wife was talking to them here at our hotel where we are.
It's this where you go, and there's lots of hills. It's a difficult thing to run.
And it's like I had to focus so hard to be able to understand everything they're saying.
Right, and you kill that, and it's all impossible. Right, and you go,
yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah.
So,
and she goes, "What's the accent?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Hey," and the guy points to the kilt. One of the guy goes, "What do you think it is? Look what I'm wearing." Is that ice? They're clear. And to make it better, they were from Glasgow. So, I mean, they were the real Scottish.
Real deep.
They're not like, you know, Needville Claim in Houston or something. This was real. This is Glasgow.
That's real Scottish. It's a real Scottish.
Real Scottish.
Yeah.
Look at this.
So your Red Sox, they lost yesterday to the
My Sox. There's to the people Twins. Running around.
Carlos had a couple of hits in that game.
Oh, look here. All of a sudden, Carlos can hit. As soon as he plays the Sox, Carlos finds himself. Real nice. I'm sure they were banging on trash cans for him.
He found himself. He still ain't no Jeremy Pena. And I want to tell you, the last night was a special night. Astros got their rings last night. They got their ALCS rings. And we'll hear from Jim Crane talking about, you know, rings are not hard to get. Five straight ALCSs, hopefully a sixth. We'll hear from him in a little bit. But Simone Biles was out there for ring night. And that's
what,
you know, if Simone Biles is coming out there, it's going to be a special night. Pardon me?
Did Simone do one of her patented backflips?
No, I didn't
before
see her.
Before she did anything?
You've seen her
backflip before she throws that first
kick. She backflips and then pulls up and throws it in one motion. That's awesome. I don't know what she did, if you want to know the truth.
Did she do a backflip?
Did anyone throw her
for doing a backflip?
I'll tell you who flipped the bat a couple of times was Yordan. That's who flipped the bat a couple of times.
That was beautiful.
You wonder why they weren't hitting, and then you go, oh, that's right, Yordan wasn't in the lineup. I mean, he was in the safety protocols and everything else. He was gone for a week, and you're like, oh, they didn't hit in Arizona. They didn't hit in Seattle. Well, you didn't have the biggest bat, one of the biggest bats in the league in the lineup, and he comes back first at bat. Boom, a upper deck shot, and then he hits another one to right center field into the bullpen. Holy crap, dude. Yordan is so good. You know, we're going to hear Jim Crane talking about the payroll in a little bit. But when you're getting this kind of – Jeremy Pena with a beautiful at-bat. He gets – how about this? You know, if the kid had struggled, Lance, if he was going to struggle early on here, there'd be so much pressure on him right now that, you're no Carlos Correa. Look at the Astros. Oh, they couldn't hit in Arizona. They couldn't hit in Seattle. It's because Carlos isn't in – you look at Jim Crane is ruining this team. The kid has a beautiful – he gets a hit in his first game at home, and he has a beautiful at-bat with the bases loaded and takes a 3-2 pitch down around the ankles. A lot of guys probably couldn't lay off of, and he looks like a veteran, and he walks the first, and he walks in a run. Just – it's so good to see how he's playing freely and loose as such a young kid.
Yeah, I think that you make a really good point that, you know – so pressure is self-imposed. You don't have pressure unless you put pressure on yourself. And the problem is most people are going to put pressure, and some people put different degrees of pressure. With Carlos Correa not in this lineup, with Jeremy Pena as a rookie and the ghost and specter of Carlos, you know, hanging over your head, it would be very easy for Jeremy Pena to start pressing early in the season. And after game one, I'm sure that's what some people were worried about is, oh, my God, this is what's happening. Jeremy's going to start pressing. He's not going to be. And then ever since that first game, you can just see, and I think it helps to have, and we see this a lot, John, guys who have former major leaguers, former NBA, former NFL, guys who have fathers who played in whatever league, they just are wired differently a lot of times. If they get to the major league or if they get to the professional level, A, they're talented enough. But B, mentally, we've just seen it so many times where guys who are the spawn of professional players, they just are wired differently mentally because it's been ingrained in them from an early, you know, from an early childhood, if the dads are involved, obviously. And what you see is Jeremy Pena, you know, with Geronimo Pena as his father, he just, you can tell he's not really rattled. There's no, A, he's 24 years old. He's not a 19 or 20-year-old kid who's come over from, you know, a Latin American country, and this is his first day. And no, the guy went to school. He's a college baseball player. He's lived here whole life, basically. I would imagine his whole life. He's got a father who is, you can tell he's emotionally very mature, and so this isn't rattling him at all. That stuff that you would potentially worry about, you can forget about it. If Jeremy Pena's not hitting, it's because he's not a good hitter. Now, it could get in his head like any player, but yeah, the specter of Carlos Correa is clearly not having any kind of effect on Jeremy Pena, which is great.
Yeah, no, and you know, you would think that there could have been a potential hole in the lineup. Center field was a potential. Obviously, catcher is a hole in the lineup, and you're not going to get over that. And yet, they were able to overcome it last year against the ALCS with Maldonado not hitting at all. He's not going to hit his weight. That's fine. You know what? That's a hole in the lineup that you're just going to have to deal with. But not having when Jeremy Pena comes to the plate, it's not like, well, this is an out. You know, you remember the days of the bottom of the order, when the lineup was like three or four guys deep. And you're like, holy crap, how are you going to get a hit out of the five hole? How are you going to get a hit out of the six hole? Well, I mean, even in the seven, the eight hole, you're like, I fully expect Jose Siri to get a hit. That catch last night, Lance, is you. I'm telling you, his athleticism in center field is going to be very, very difficult for them to leave on the bench.
He's got to hit a little bit, but I'm kind of with, you know, I still think Chaz McCormick, I don't think it's crazy to think that you could have three center fielders. And, you know, I mean, you're basically just talking about outfielders. How many outfielders? You're going to have, what, five different outfielders? But I could see, I don't know, could you see a scenario where when Jake gets back, all three of them are on the roster?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I could see that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Uncle Mike is going to sit. Uncle Mike can DH. Uncle Mike has a hard time with lefties. If you've got Siri and Myers or Siri and McCormick.
Well, you got Siri and Myers defensively, John. You got some field that's being covered.
Absolutely. I'm worried about Myers being able to come back. You know, we've got one year sample size, and him having to sit right now, what a bummer for his career because he got off to such a great start. But we saw him. He wasn't scared of the moment. He was never scared of big at-bats. He came up with some huge at-bats down the stretch for this team, came up with some huge hits with runners in scoring position at a time when they needed them. So Jake Myers, it just sucks when you have an injury like that to a young player who proved that he should be here and, you know, having to come back. And speaking of that, Lance McCullers on the 60-day, you know, we talked about it beforehand. I had a little information about it that he was hurting. And if you want to know the truth, I'm surprised that he even was throwing. I'm surprised that he was, because the word that I had gotten about Lance McCullers was that he was going to have to get Tommy John again. But they're shutting that down, 60-day DL, and you know you just don't want to rush it. And right now, boy, could you use him? I thought of all of the guys that you would be able to fade, was Lance McCullers would be one of them because of how deep the rotation is. But you know, Odorizzi is really, boy, you wouldn't it be nice to have Lance in there instead of Odorizzi as your fifth guy?
Oh my God.
Holy crap.
It'd be such a difference. With Lance, you really worry because this has been, you know, he's had arm troubles two times that I can think of, severe arm troubles. And this would be number three. And, you know, we're talking 60 days now. I'm sure it's retroactive to the beginning of the year, but you're going to be without him at minimum the first 2 months. And like you said, John, you had heard that it was going to be longer. So I was bracing myself for the whole year. And Lance didn't come on. He had a chance to come on the show when you were gone, and he didn't. He said he wasn't feeling right, like emotionally or something like that. And I wasn't a great sign. And so when I heard, when we heard he was throwing, it was like, huh, maybe this is good news. But maybe he was just trying to see, you know, if he had any chance. And we're talking about a tightness that started, I mean, we can go back, it's October. We're talking about October of last year. November, December, January, February, March, April. We're now 6 months in. And it's not, you know, it's not where it needs to be 6 months later. That's a really bad sign. And if you're the Astros, I think you need to prepare as though Lance McCullers doesn't come back. That's my feeling on that. You've got to be prepared. And I'm sure they are. I'm sure James Click is. I'm sure they already have an idea of what do we do with Christian Javier. Do we, you know, if Odorizzi struggles, do we bring Javier? Is he too valuable for us in the pen? Is it something where you look at Hunter Brown in the minors? Do we potentially look at just trying to grind it out into the midpoint, until the All-Star break, and add another pitcher? It will be interesting to see if they're willing to start a clock early on Hunter Brown or not. But Odorizzi really needs to step up and be average. You just need him to step up and be average, because Lance McCullers, and I know you have not been planning on Lance McCullers being a part of this year. So we can crap in one hand and wish for Lance McCullers to be healthy and in a rotation in the other, and I know which one we'll get first.
Jim Crane on the other side. We'll hear Jim Crane talking about what they might do if they need somebody. And, you know, the money and the payroll aspect of it. We'll hear from him on the other side. Right now, though, I'm hearing about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He is awesome. And when you go to a place and you see the nice marble, you see the beautiful brick or stone, or if it's a fireplace, if it is a countertops, if it is a bar, whatever it is. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, it could be the kitchen, it could be the bathroom, and you'll go, wow, this is this tile, this stone, this marble, this vanity, it's beautiful. And these are the things that Jeff Aronoff puts in. This is what Jeff Aronoff, he remodels, he redoes. If you've got a home, or he can do it from scratch. If you have an outdoor patio, that there's nothing there. You got a backyard. We had a backyard with that nothing there. And we put in the pool, and he put in the kitchen, and it was just like, holy crap, this is so nice. And it just changed the entire look of the house. It improved the value. It did everything. And that's what you have to do, too. If you're in a house for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I mean, you really have to upgrade. If you're not going to upgrade, then you're just not going to get your money out of this house. And someday it's gonna, you're going to sell, or you're going to give it to whomever. Well, you know, give it to them with nice stuff. Give it to them with beautiful marble. Give them that outdoor patio. Give them that kitchen that is just awesome. And you're going to love it. Jeff Aronoff is going to get that job done. He does it every single day. He'll do it for you. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Jordan hits one high and deep to right field. That ball is good. Home run. Air Jordan with a two home run night. And the Astros lead this game 7-3.
That's the call on AT&T Sportsnet. Todd Kalas and Jeff Blum. And Jordan with his second home run of the night, and the Astros win it. Take care of business in game one. Got Fromber tonight in game two. How about tomorrow? Odorizzi versus Otani. That's a matchup of two unbelievable, two of the best in the business.
Vastly different styles.
One has all kinds of different pitches, and then the other one just throws a lot of meatballs.
Hey, you want to dish a meatball?
Wait, who's that?
It's me, Jacob the Rizzy.
Well,
maybe you never had my meatball before. You like it if I throw up a few meatballs at you?
Why is Jake Odorizzi talking like he's from, he's Pablo Prigioni?
I'm a Jacob Odorizzi. I hope you like these meatballs.
Why is he talking like Jeff?
Hold on, Jake. Leave a little out there for me, too. No problem, Brian Abreu. I'll leave you some for you, meatball, too. Hey, guys, what about me, Pedro Baez? I want to throw some left-handed meatball. That's going to be good. We come with all of the meatball subs this today. Jake Odorizzi, Brian Abreu. And the delicious Pedro Baez and meatball. He throws at the biggest meatball.
That's interesting. I didn't know Pablo Prigioni.
You guys like a Pedro Baez and delicious meatball sub?
Wow.
I'm the starter. Let me get my 2 2/3 innings in with 5 runs and 3 home runs allowed before you come in, Pedro.
Do Pedro Baez now.
That's what I'm... You didn't hear. I've been doing the Pedro Baez.
I thought that was Odorizzi. I'm sorry.
Sounded similar because we throw the meatball.
Oh, everybody throws the meatball. So.
Hey, if you throw a meatball... I did this for Pedro Baez. I changed it a little bit.
Astros win it last night. They got... They got Fromber on
Orale. The Orale! You wanted me to throw meatball too? Orale! Pedro Baez.
Maybe I should have him throw... Maybe I should throw chopsticks.
Pablo Prigioni. What are you guys doing? You been in this bathroom? I had a bathroom date the other day at Olive Garden.
What if he's throwing sweet and sour pork up there? How does that sound?
We don't have to throw that. That's hard to hit. Nothing we throw is hard to hit, Jan.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. Sweet and sour pork's hard to hit.
Big meatball.
Hey, look who's here. Gilbert wants to talk about the Astros, Lance. Uh-oh. We've been trying to get Gilbert on the show. And we don't have an interview here in the 7 o'clock hour. So let's get Gilbert in here and see what he thinks about this. Hey, Gilbert, what's going on?
You went to Chicago last night. Here, talk about Sweet Top Pork.
Whoa.
No, what?
You went to Chicago last night, John?
I didn't go to China Garden.
You said you're talking about sweet and sour pork. You must have gone to China Garden.
No, I didn't go to China Garden last. I didn't go to the game last night. Did you go to the game, Gilbert?
No, I can't. I couldn't go.
Why not?
Too many traffic there anyway, you know.
Too much traffic, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot
of traffic. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it was a full crowd.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll be there at the Christmas party, you know. My goal this summer is take a picture of you and Wendy together.
Yeah, at the Christmas party. Yeah, we'll take a picture of me and Wendy.
That's been your goal for a while now.
At the Christmas party, that's a little
waste. What about before Christmas party? What about July the 4th for us?
Oh! You see what he did there?
No,
he set you up with a Christmas party. He goes, you know what? How about before? And then you realize, oh, this is just still the picture thing.
No. Gilbert, we're going to be out of town for the 4th of July. You know, are you going
to
be?
No,
Memorial Day weekend, we're going out of town too.
Are you going to be in
Florida for Memorial Day weekend?
We're going to go Charlie Garden again, you know.
Yeah, I don't know when we're going to go, but we're going to go soon, probably. Yeah, we'll go to a game and we'll go to China Garden or something. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we got the picture thing.
I know early, but we didn't want the Astros. Be a championship team this season or not?
I think so. What do you think, Gilbert? And they're on pace for 96 wins
I think they're going to be a little bit short this year like they last year anyway.
They're coming up short.
Like the Cougars, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
So, any more live remote? You got the live remote?
Lance, we got any live remotes that
Yeah, we're not doing live remotes.
Hey, what about Lance and Nicole taking a picture with you?
Have you ever seen Nicole?
Did you see her? She ran the marathon yesterday, Gilbert. Wouldn't you want a picture with Nicole,
He didn't care about that.
Yeah, you Lance and Nicole. Yeah, how that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Hey, what about Wendy?
What about Nicole?
Wendy, yeah.
Gilbert, what about Nicole?
What marathon you went to anyway?
Have you met Nicole
yet? Boston Marathon.
Maybe Lance could give you her number.
Boston Marathon.
Yeah, Boston Marathon.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good day, Gilbert.
Keep those egg rolls frying.
Keep those egg rolls frying, everybody. Keep those egg rolls frying. There's Gilbert.
Let me get the catchphrase in.
Yep. We got the picture thing going on again.
That was my favorite where he goes, my goal is to go to the Christmas party this year and get a picture. So you're like, okay, that's a ways away. He goes, hey, you know what? What about if we get the picture on 4th of July? And then he rolled it back 6 months on you.
Yeah.
And you realize, oh, my God, Gilbert's outsmarting me again.
Oh, I got tad again. I got outsmarted again by Gilbert.
Yeah.
Outsmarted again. But I'm trying to deflect and move him in the direction of Nicole now. That would be nice.
Yeah, she's not blonde, so it's not really going to work.
He likes brunettes, too. Have you seen some of the Hispanic girls he likes on the air?
No, that's you.
Huh?
That's you.
No.
Those from Telemundo and Univision, they're all doing weather. So just stop.
Gilbert likes, no. This is Gilbert.
Gilbert prefers, Kathleen Whaley, he's got a type.
Well, he does have a type. There's no question. And Wendy's that type. 713-780-3776. Jim Crane talked about yesterday asking Jim Crane about the payroll. And, he saved a little money. He's getting the production out of Jeremy Pena. And look at Carlos. Of course, Carlos had two hits yesterday. That was nice of him. But how much money he saved on the Carlos Correa versus Jeremy Pena deal, he talked about the payroll and how it's shaping up this year.
Well, listen, I tell the people always talking about the payroll. Well, the payroll's driven by the fans. I mean, we got a full house tonight, a lot of revenue. They pay the bills. I just try to use the money wisely. But we have great fans. Thank you, Houston, for all your support. And, we're going to put a good product out there this year. And, if we've got to make some adjustments at the turn, we certainly have the resources to do that. So we're going to have a great season, and we really appreciate your support.
A little golf terminology from Mr. Crane. All right. If we got to do something, we got to say add something strong at the turn, right?
Maybe pick up
a six pack at the turn because we ran out of beer on the front side.
I like that though.
That's the way I go about it, right?
Yeah, he threw a little golf that minute the All-Star break. I also like how he put it right in the fans' laps immediately.
Well, it's up to you.
By the fans.
Hey, it's up to you.
Fans throw some money at me. I may throw some money at some
players. Throw a little something around.
You don't
throw
anything to me. You don't throw some money at the season tickets. You don't throw any money at the barbecue and the beer that I got here. Maybe I don't throw any money at Carlos Correa. What do you think about that?
Maybe I throw some at some reliever. Okay.
That's right.
If you come out to the park, maybe I throw you something. Maybe I don't.
You throw a little something into the suites. Maybe I throw a little something into a starter pitcher. You throw a little. You'll throw what you've been throwing. Maybe we keep getting a Hector Norris.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh. No offense. He's fine.
We could use another
God bless.
Hector.
He doesn't cost as much.
No. God bless.
Immediately, he's like, that's really the fans. They drive this whole thing with the revenue. He even said, there's lots of revenue out there today.
That's right. He threw it right back at us.
He threw revenue at you. Instead of just saying, look at all that cash out there today. Well, there's a lot of cash out there. Look at all the money in the park. A lot of money in the park. Maybe I extend Kyle Tucker. Maybe.
Maybe you get a maybe. Taste.
You
maybe
keep
you
coming
don't.
Out like that. Maybe, maybe you move up. Maybe you get made. If you keep throwing money at me like this, maybe your non stays longer.
Maybe he don't. If you don't, maybe he don't.
But if I see 21K in the stands, maybe Yordan goes bye-bye.
That's right. So
Carlos Correa, he's not with us anymore.
That's not what he meant. That's not what he meant. He just meant, it's all he's doing. He said, I'm the gatekeeper. I'm the gatekeeper of the money. That's all he said.
He literally said, you keep throwing me money?
And I
see this park out there today? Beautiful. Beautiful. Lots of revenue.
That was Curtis.
Maybe the revenue is not so great.
That
maybe
was
I don't pick up anything at the term.
Of
at
Mark
the term. Maybe we go straight from 9 to 10.
All right. When we come back, a little NBA action last night. We weren't involved because the Rockets sucked, but
James went off.
James did. Everybody. I mean, it's
James didn't go off.
Tree
did you
blowouts.
Call 3-for-9 going off?
No, not tree blowouts. Two blowouts and a good win by a Texas team. And we'll tell you who that team is on the other side. But
who
first, Lance. Would tell us about a restaurant that you want to go to.
How about we talk about going to the Union Kitchen? I want to talk about Union Kitchen this week. And I talk a lot about, the brunches that they have. And that's great. The brunch is great. But one thing I realize is I don't ever talk about dinner. I'd like to throw some dinner at you here for a second with the all-day menu that they've got. They've got the shareable plates. If you're someone like me, you like to go to the couples, you got four people at the table. You want to try a bunch of different stuff. How about lobster pot stickers? And I'll order for you right now. Carnitas egg rolls, lobster pot stickers, and we're going to go with the bang bang shrimp. With the shrimp with the bang bang sauce. That's three. Then we're going to go down here and you say, let's get a pizza for the table. What do we want to get? How about the one that has ground beef, bacon, Italian sausage, pepperoni? How about that one? Katie May's four meat pizza. Yeah. And then finally at the table, you got one person who says, I just want a delicious Asian salad. I was, okay. You get your Asian salad or the Dorse summer salad if you'd like. And then for the person at the table who wants a healthy choice, might we suggest a portobello mushroom pizza or maybe even a simple Greek wrap that they have with the cauliflower wrap filled. It's filled with marinated chicken and greens and shaved red onions. That's a delicious one as well. And I didn't even, trust me, I haven't even gotten into the burgers that they have or the pasta dishes as well, or not even the seafood. It's an expansive menu. Go to theunionkitchen.com and you can see everything they offer. There's six locations around the Houston area. There is not a style of eater that will not be happy with this menu. They've got something for everyone. Theunionkitchen.com, theunionkitchen.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 7:32, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, we're going to do What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence at 7:45. We missed it yesterday because we were both on location. I was out at Herman Park. Lance was in Boston. And so we're going to do it today. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You guys are pretty good at it, so we will do it again. Just remember, keep it to one sentence. It could be anything. It could be what Lance, he learned this weekend that his wife is so much tougher than he is, that she can play through pain, that she is that nothing's going to stop her from achieving her goals, while he, you know, just if there's any setbacks whatsoever, he just quits. So
36 holes of frisbee golf I played a week ago.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. You quit on life when you started that. So, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's what we'll do at 7:45. Get yours ready now so that you'll be ready. Man, dude, the Warriors look really good, and Denver looks really, really bad. Now, they've got injuries, right? It's a different team without Porter, without Murray. It's just so tough. And when you're playing a team that's like this, Steph Curry's coming off the bench with 34. How's that guy coming off the bench? And Jordan Poole, you know, we talked about it, that, you know, the death lineup and everything else. That was when Kevin Durant was on the team, that was the death lineup. But this lineup, if Jordan Poole is going to be a guy who's going to give you 25 to 30 points a night in the playoffs, holy crap. How good are you? I mean, I'm telling you, this team is coming together at just the right time. Steph seems to be healed from the ankle injury. He's running pretty quick. I'm watching him on right now with that layup and then the shimmy that he does. This team looks like it's got it all. While the Nuggets are a team that are fighting themselves. They were fighting on the sidelines last night. DeMarcus Cousins and Will Barton are exchanging words.
Who guessed Boogie would be into it with somebody?
Right, right. I mean,
never happened.
And Michael Malone says, you know, we can't have that, but the frustration is boiling over because of how these games are going.
Amid that 44-point third quarter, cameras showed DeMarcus and Will going at it a little bit and jawing at each other. Is that just frustration boiling over, or what was that?
Yeah, that's all it is. I mean, without getting into any details, no one wants to get embarrassed. No one wants to get their ass kicked, you know, on national TV. That's two games in a row where you're in the game, then snap the finger, you're out of the game. And it just seems like it happens that quickly, Mike. And so I think it's just frustration. You know, I mean, DeMarcus, Will, you know, our whole team, we have a close team, so we just got to iron those things out. Like I said, just find a way to stay together no matter what's going on, good or bad, find a way to stay the course, stay together, because that's the only chance we have to be competitive in this series. If we're fragmented, if we're breaking off into groups or individuals, then we have zero chance of winning a game in this series.
44 points they put on them in that third quarter, and it was just another blowout. This team looking great. This team is going to give. I know Phoenix is the favorite. I don't know, Lance. I can certainly see Golden State coming out of the West now.
It's always going to be one of those two. I still like Phoenix, but the Jordan Poole thing is, I mean, he had 5 threes yesterday. You got a player who's playing with tremendous confidence. When you have the lineup that they have, you can't really, like, Klay Thompson on the court at all times requires additional attention. You have to pay attention to where he is at all times. And Steph Curry in his 22-to-23-minute restriction, you know, when he's on the court, obviously you have to pay attention to him. But Jordan Poole is just the job that Bob Myers has done, the general manager, is truly phenomenal. I mean, he just simply does not get enough credit for the jobs that he's done in terms of putting the team together, being able to evaluate talent. He is he is a general manager who I think really understands and recognizes not just talent, but he was hired in 11 as the GM. During that time frame, did he draft Klay Thompson? I'm trying to remember if it was right around that same time, I believe. I don't know if he – I know he didn't draft Curry, but I'm trying to remember if Klay Thompson was his pick or not. He's 32, probably not. I don't think he was – I don't think Klay was his pick. But the rest of the team has been his construction, and it's he's really done a nice job. Yeah. Yeah, Klay was – I don't know. I'll find it here in a second. But Klay Thompson's really done – they've really done – Bob Myers really done a great job of finding talent around his star players and plugging them in, getting the star players to, you know, to buy into each other, finding the right coach in Steve Kerr, which was obviously, you know, critical. And it's just been a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, as a Rockets fan, it wasn't a whole lot of fun to watch. But as somebody who appreciates team building, I think Bob Myers has done a fantastic job of recognizing how the roster needs to be constructed with a very unique situation where you have two of the greatest shooters in the history of the game playing on the same team. So how do you complement that roster? It's not a typical construct that you need. You need to have certain types of guys. And in his recognition of, hey, let's find guys who aren't that dissimilar to them, and let's see, if you have a hard time guarding two of them, how are you going to guard four of them at the same time? So really a great job by Bob Myers, and he doesn't get nearly enough credit. I know that Daryl got a lot of credit and deserved a lot of credit for years and years, but I think Bob Myers was putting together, you know, was doing a phenomenal job. And you know how it is, when you have a good player or a couple good players, just like Bobby Cox never got any credit and with the Braves back in the day when the Braves had a good team, well, you still need to be able to manage a good team. And you still need, even when there's good players on the team, a good general manager can help extend the, you know, extend the run of greatness. And the Celtics, I mean, the Golden State Warriors, this is a long window of opportunity that's been extended. I mean, this thing is lasting a while.
This is Spurs-like now. It's getting into the Spurs neighborhood. And if they continue, you know, I know the Spurs was like 15 years over 15 year period.
So Klay Thompson was Myers' first draft pick.
Well, that was his first
round pick. Huh. Yeah, it was his first pick. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you mentioned James Harden before we went to break. He had a huge night. He had 14 points on 3-of-9 shooting. He had 6 assists and 5 turnovers, and they won going away. Listen, they don't even need James Harden to play well. And in case James Harden did, Tyrese Maxey with 8 of 11. Joel Embiid was 9 of 16, 31 points. Tobias Harris is 7 of 11. They're shooting great. They just don't need – whatever. We don't need James Harden to win basketball games because he's been pedestrian at best. And, you know, six assists and 5 turnovers. I'll bet the Philly fans are loving that. That's just delicious to a Philly fan. But I don't imagine they're getting on them too bad because they won going away once again. But they do go to Toronto now. And again, Thibuel, Matisse Thibuel is not playing up in Toronto because of the COVID restrictions because he's not vaccinated. But he just played 10 minutes. Nice job by Doc, you know, acclimating the team to be without the dude. And no problem. They're going to take care of business, and they took care of business. I would imagine that this series is going to turn a little bit in Toronto, no?
We'll see. I don't think they're as talented, but missing a player out of your rotation could hurt. And we really haven't seen good on offense James Harden yet. We've seen the James Harden with 14 assists. We have, and actually James made threes the other night. He was 4-7 from the three-point line in game one. Yesterday he was a non-factor offensively, but they were also taking care of business. It could turn, but I also think it's just as likely, if not more likely, that Philadelphia goes up 3-0 in that series. We'll see. Philly's got some – I mean, Embiid right now is just unstoppable. He's a dominant big. Rebounds, points, shoot from the perimeter. He's physical. He's not a finesse player necessarily. Yeah. He's just those kind of guys are just really, really hard to stop now. And I don't think Toronto's going to slow him down. Toronto's going to have another great game by Siakam, and Van Vliet's going to have to play great. And they just, I don't know. I don't see them matching up well. I do think this whole – I think the Philadelphia thing's going to be very interesting with how, you know, how Daryl Morey moves forward with James Harden. That's going to be really interesting.
Well, James just kicks it up in the playoffs. I mean, and we've seen that year after year.
You're getting a James who, frankly, wasn't very good in a regular season with them. Is not very good so far in a postseason.
But you're discounting his never ending love for James. So
yeah, I don't.
You just
I think
keep on doing that. See how it works out for you.
I think you will remember Daryl's a numbers guy, and his never ending love for James is when James was the best player on a team by far. James ain't the best player on this team. It's not even remotely close. And this James also, I mean, James doesn't even look the same as when James is starting to get a little out of shape. Like, this is a different James that I'm watching.
It is. 744 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? It could be anything. What did you learn? And I got a bunch of them on Twitter. No, we got to do it over the phone. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? In one sentence, 713-780-3776. I learned that Nicole, with her knee, what about kinetics? You could use kinetics. I learned that.
Yeah, I don't know what kinetics are. I can tell you what QC kinetics are. And QC kinetics is that's a company that is doing some amazing things. And we're going to go in and try to get this knee right. And I've heard about it. I'd actually done some research on them before I ever started speaking for them. These are new therapies. They're advanced, all-natural, regenerative treatments that not only, you know, just give you relief, but they also restore and repair damaged tissue. And this gives you long-lasting relief. So I know that, you know, you're thinking, all-natural, what does that mean? No, I'm telling you right now, these biological therapies are a really, really big deal because they can help repair and regenerate and restore damaged tissues. If you've got joint pain due to arthritis, if you've got knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, don't just think about those old ways of dealing with the pain where you're getting surgeries or you're taking steroid shots. You need to learn more about the new biological therapy solutions that are out there. And all you have to do is give them a call for your free consultation. They're going to take care of you. And guys, I know many of you have lived with pain for a long, long time. And you've decided, well, this knee, I got a bum knee from when I played basketball those years, and it's just not going to get any better. Oh, but here's the thing. It can get better if you go through these treatments. And all you need to do is call and learn more about restorative, regenerative, revolutionary alternatives with QC Kinetics. 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. Don't just live with the pain anymore. Do something about it with a company that is really performing some incredible, incredible comeback stories. It's QC Kinetics.
ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got one line, and when somebody gets off, you can get in. What did you learn this weekend? In one sentence. And I'll start it. I learned that I was wrong about Joe Maddon. I thought he was really, really smart, and he's stupid. Yeah. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Can we expound on
that
later?
No, you can't. You got one sentence.
No, later when we get a chance.
Yeah, we'll expound on that a little
bit. Because that was that stupid move ended up actually bearing fruit. We got to go through that whole thing.
They won the game, but unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they rallied the next inning.
I'm really happy that Joe Maddon is the manager of the Angels. I'm really happy now. 713-780-3776. Let's go. Somebody gets off, you get in. Ocho. What up, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that it's still possible for a pitcher to throw more than five or six innings and not spontaneously combust.
Yep, the Justin Verlander threw eight innings, 87 pitches in that gem in Seattle against one of the greatest lineups in baseball history. So, yeah, you were absolutely right, Ocho. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What I learned this weekend is that Golden State would trade four Wiseman and Wiggins and a first rounder for LeBron James this offseason.
I don't think I would do that.
No.
I don't think I would do that if I were Golden State.
No, don't do that. I don't think they'd trade anybody for LeBron. What?
No, because LeBron's trying to, like, find a way.
Yeah, he's trying to get there.
Lazy J's a LeBron guy, remember?
Yeah, I know he is, which is stupid.
So he's trying to get LeBron a ring and get him out of it.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
LeBron made
who
his
can
bed.
We match up LeBron
now.
With to get him another ring?
I know.
Can't we?
He's better than Jordan. GOAT!
Maybe
GOAT!
We can
who can I match up with?
Him, Durant, Embiid, Steph. We can get them all together on the same team so LeBron can get another ring. How awesome would that be to see LeBron get another ring?
That's embarrassing, Lazy J. That's embarrassing.
Oh, Spanish Milo is here. What did you – que aprendiste este fin de semana, Spanish Milo?
Juan, Lancero, yo aprendí que Jordan le pega la pelota con chocolate.
Qué bueno, Jordan.
Chocolate.
Bueno, Jordan.
Pinche malo. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 para ustedes que no hablan. Tom, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Women have an uncanny ability to be your best friend to your face while trying to destroy you behind your back.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of the this is what this is made for,
Something happened to Tom this weekend. Unfortunately, he can't expound, but that's what he learned.
I know.
That's
but
all.
This segment was made for comments like that.
Yes, that's what this was made for, is what did you learn this week? And it doesn't have to be sports. Get in here. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. Marty, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that the Texans will take Derek Stingley at number 3 overall.
Whoa. Wow. He learned that this weekend, Lance.
It's possible.
It is possible.
It's possible.
I don't know if
you know my first mock.
Or you just
you know my first mock.
It. Yeah.
That was my first mock. I had Stingley for my first mocks. Many times my first mock is the most beautiful mock.
It's the greatest mock.
The greatest January
it's
mock.
It's the highest rated mock.
Its ratings are sky high on the first mock.
That's
the
it.
Highest ratings.
Okay, so you can't be wrong. If you change every one, I mean, do 40 of them and put a different guy in every time.
I will have
you
four.
Can't be wrong.
I will have four. They're making me have four mocks.
Four mocks. Wow. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What y'all up to, man? Hey, so here it goes. Yo aprendí is that ESPN became the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You guys reunited Dell with his long-lost brother, RJ, from Nigeria.
Oh, look at that.
They're not long-lost.
Are you,
RJ,
hey,
you can jump in, RJ, if you want to jump in.
Did you get dropped off at the Home Depot and you came back? Is that what happened, RJ?
That's not what happened to Dell either.
I don't know. Listen, my lineage goes back to Ghana, so I don't know how long.
Sorry.
Oh, shout out.
You're wrong. See, you didn't learn that this weekend, okay? Because it was wrong. You did not learn that this weekend. Everybody's surmising things that they're saying they learned. Andre, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I realized that my wife either has her finger on the add to cart or damn checkout button for Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Get in line, brother.
Yeah.
Wow. Get in line, brother.
My wife gave that up.
You speak for a nation.
My wife gave up online shopping for Lent. And
oh, wow. Yeah,
how about that? How about
that? Who had it harder, you or her?
It was tough. No, it was tough.
By the way, I have not gotten the rundown on how your post-Lent went. I have not heard. I wasn't in town.
Well, I dropped a few Coors Lights last night playing poker. So, yeah, mm-hmm. we did. It's all good. Everything is good. Life is back to normal, Lance. A little rough getting up this morning. What does that say? Cadini? Cadini? Is this Cadini?
Yes, Cudini.
Cudini. Okay. Hey, Cudini.
Yes. What I learned this weekend is never help a lady pull her panties out of her moose knuckle.
Oh, no.
What the heck?
He moose knuckled you, John. What? I'm in Boston. I couldn't do anything about that.
What the hell?
You're the gatekeeper, John, just like Jim Crane is with the money.
I don't even know what that
means. And you got moose knuckle.
I don't know what that means. I'm pretty sure
you
I
got
don't.
Moose knuckle.
Moose knuckle.
Cudini was clearly
I've never
a
heard
fake
that
name.
Expression before. What the hell? I probably did. Mm. But what the heck?
Well, you
That's
know
not
what the moose
something
is.
The kids need to hear on their way to school.
You know what the moose's cousin is? The camel.
The
so
camel.
I'll just leave it
yeah,
at that.
I know mm-hmm. about the camel. Mm-hmm. But the moose knuckle, what the heck? That's not what kids need. Not today. Not in today's world. All right. You guys did a good job. 756 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, what did we learn this weekend in one sentence? You guys are pretty darn good at it. Although, Lance, did you have one that you wanted to throw at us?
No, I learned it when my wife was going down the. Well, it's from yesterday that college students are both okay. College students are both helpful and harmful. Because when my wife was running at Wellesley College at about mile number 13, it's a huge party. Like the music's going, they're partying literally the entire time at the Boston Marathon. Then when she hit Boston College and she's going down the big Heartbreak Hill, because Heartbreak Hill ends up shutting people's whole marathons down, some people. Huh. She was going down, but, you know, she's got that bad knee, so going down a hill, as you know, John, people think it's easy. It's actually harder.
Right.
It's actually really hard on bad you know, joints and stuff like that. And the boss, she said Boston College kids are like, she had to, you know, start walking the part so that she didn't have too much pressure on the knee. And they're like, what are you doing? Come on, run. They're screaming at her to run. She's like, hey, I'm bowed on my knee over here, mother bleeper.
I learned that you don't know what one sentence means. That's what I learned.
Yeah. Well, that was a run-on.
It wasn't. It was a multiple sentences.
I learned that I may not, as of yesterday at dinner, I learned that I may not be wearing a mask today on my United.
No, how about that? On the other side, I learned right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's what we're going to do. Right now, though, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Chastain Ford. My people. I get excited every time I talk about these people because I really, really do like them. Okay, Allie and Justin and Patrick and Joe and all the really nice. I mean, from when you walk in the door, the receptionist, how can I help you? What can I do? How can I help you in any way, shape, or form? When you get on the website, the first thing, there's a little pop-up in the corner that says, how can I help you? And that's exactly what they do. They're going to help you. They're going to help you get through the car buying experience because it isn't easy. And you're making a big purchase decision, right? And it's going to cost you whatever it is going to cost you per month. But that's the first thing that they have. Where do your payments have to be so that you're not choking on these things? Everybody in Houston has to have a car, or the city is so spread out. Everybody has to have a car. And you know what? We wanted that to be an affordable item. We want it to be as nice as it possibly can be. And yet we want it to be fit within our budget so that we're not choking on it. So it's not the most expensive thing. So it's not something that we have to worry about every month. So that's the first thing that they ask you. And then what do you want? What do you need? What do you need in that vehicle? And right now, when you're ordering that vehicle, it's great because you order it exactly how you want it. Customize it how you want that vehicle right now at Chastain Ford. Get it what you want, not what they want. No dealer add-ons. And you'll pay less than you're not going to pay MSRP when you're ordering that vehicle now at ChastainFord.com or at the dealership at Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.